You know how we think the whole world is insane?
Since we've been in this industry, we have learned the whole world is insane.
No, I think maybe I got to pinpoint when it was. It could have been our car accident that you and I had. I think we didn't make it. I think we died.
That would make sense. Okay, that does make sense.
Our life was going pretty good up until that point. And I'm going to warn you, before we start this segment, there's going to be a lot of cursing. So I'm going to warn you now. Take
okay,
the kids
I'm ready.
Away because this really pisses me off. So I think when that car hit us at 4 o'clock in the morning, it killed us both.
We died.
Because nothing good has happened from that point until right now. We're living in a totally different universe than we used to live.
You could convince me of that. Like that, it sounds like a bizarre concept, but if I think about it, you're right. It was from that car accident till now that our lives completely changed for the worse, as if we did die. And we always wonder, are we going to heaven or hell? Clearly we went to hell.
Or we're in limbo. We're just
limbo.
So if you don't know, Cooper and I lived together. We were driving to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, driving, and it's still on YouTube of the crash. We went through a green light and a guy was coming off the highway, didn't stop, slammed right into us. I had to be cut out of the car, airbags. We went to the ER. So we missed that show, by the way. but ever since that point, I think we died. We went into an alternate universe that nothing makes sense anymore.
It's like COVID didn't really happen because we are in limbo. So in our limbo world, COVID happened.
Right. So everybody that died that year is in our world now.
Wow. That makes perfect sense. I got to tell you, I don't usually believe stuff like this. That would explain a lot.
This totally explains this whole day in a nutshell for me, because there is a show and there's a lady that's a host, and you sent me an email last night regarding this show, and I don't know who this lady is. If you can tell me who this is, I don't know.
Her last name is Cooper. She's a 26-year-old. I think she was a model or something, or influencer or whatever.
Okay. She's extremely hot. So, but that's neither here nor there. She does a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So her podcast got picked up by Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, what we know, it's 3 years, $60 million.
Yes. So she had a co-host, and the co-host abruptly left. It made national news. It was a big story because their podcast was on Barstool. They were huge. And the co-host like picked up and left and stormed away. And then here we are a couple of months later, and she's the only host by herself, and they're paying her $60 million for a 3-year contract. And that host that stormed out, boy, is she kicking herself.
Okay. So have you listened to this podcast?
No, I can't. I've heard clips of it, and it doesn't, I feel like maybe just I haven't heard the best clip. There must be better clips that I just missed. Maybe.
Okay. So reading this, I said, all right, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and I'm going to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's good, I'll be the first one to say, this is good.
Yeah.
This is a good podcast. Hats off to her for doing this. I have been doing radio since 1993. You have also. I think you were 94, 95.
No, 96 is when I started.
Okay,
yeah.
96. I started in 93. So we've been doing this a long time.
Long time.
All right. So I want to.
But we started very young. I don't want people to think we're like 60.
No.
We started very, very young. We both started when we were like fetuses.
Still, we've been doing this a long freaking time.
We have, yes.
So I want to listen to this girl and say, what is she doing that's getting $60 million contract on a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
So let me play a little bit of it.
What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Okay, here we go.
Good name.
Oh, we're fucking back, baby. What the fuck is up, Daddy? It is your founding father. Back at it again. For a new season of Call Her Daddy. Daddy gang, we fucking did it, baby. Call Her Daddy. Everyone wants us. Everyone wants to fuck the Daddy gang. Not that we didn't already know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got through that.
Okay. Yeah, we got through. That was the intro.
Okay. That's the intro. She does an episode a week, an hour a week.
What?
1 hour a week.
Wait a minute. They're paying her $60 million for 1 hour a week?
1 hour a week.
Okay.
We do 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. So far, we have made $23.46.
Ka-ching.
Off of this show.
Mm-hmm.
We do it.
Right. Yeah.
Every single night.
Yeah.
This $60 million.
But I will say, it's pretty fucking nice to have it in writing. So you want to know who we're crawling into bed with this time? And it's not Slim Shady. And it's not door number three. And my God, it is not the Canadian.
This is an hour a week. We died in that car accident.
We definitely died. If this is the number one show that Spotify, I mean, Spotify has a couple of big shows. They have Joe Rogan and they have this.
And everybody's making a big deal because it's a female-led show. And that's what got, I'm not saying it's a female-led show. I'm not saying anything. I'm saying it's a shit podcast. That's an hour a fucking week and it's making $60 million. What the? Who is she blowing? I mean.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe what you just played for me just there wasn't the best stuff. Maybe she was just excited that she signed the contract and she was just like,
I'm sucking the dad to piss off the guy that we're
doing. Hold on, let's get a little bit farther.
This summer, that is the fucking point of this entire episode. But Daddy gang, listen.
Yeah.
The reason I took you on that goddamn Dunkin' Donuts trip is my way of saying, treat every room you walk into like an opportunity.
That's very inspirational. What's wrong with that?
It's fine. It's like every other freaking podcast. At least it sounds decent.
Definitely going to be focusing on. And even, honestly.
But she's super hot. So and you have to know that to know that.
It's a podcast. I can't see her.
She's edgy. She curses a lot. You know, she says all the curse words that are out there. That's edgy and fun.
I'm not saying it isn't. It's an hour a fucking week.
Does she do interviews? Like, she
no,
just,
I
she
don't
just spends
know.
An hour. Is it? I mean, is it all inspirational? Can you give me another? Maybe you could play some more for me.
It is pulling on the seatbelt, so it's kind of like jerk. Me and my boyfriend, Malibu, we're driving down on the PCH. It's Memorial Day weekend. I'm so excited. Okay, I'm ready. We had gone on to Airbnb. We booked this amazing luxe-ass three-story beachfront Malibu property. It mm-hmm. was amazing. There were three different decks to tan
really
on.
That
the
good
top
either.
One was like one of those that's like unconstricted. It's directly accessing the sun. Perfect opportunity for some melanoma. I had a fucking...
All right, she hasn't done a podcast.
Good storyteller.
Since
it's adorable.
May 19th.
You accidentally bite the fucking dick. As long as you doesn't need stitches, baby girl, and it's just chipped beef, life goes on. And if that little confidence boost didn't pump you up enough.
I don't hate it.
She's very inspirational, and she's very direct and very honest, and she's a good storyteller.
Cooper, $60 million.
Listen,
we have made $23.46.
Okay, you know it's got nothing to do with talent. It has to do with how many people are listening. It doesn't matter. You know this.
We outrank her in countries.
That's great. But okay, so explain. She's the Macarena of podcast. Think of it like that. Like Macarena, was it a good song? Not really. But it was the number one song and everybody listened to it. It made tons of money for people. So everybody wanted a piece and you heard it everywhere. So that, listen, the reason why they signed her for so much money is because she has so many listeners that she has now brought over. She left Barstool. Now she's at Spotify. And she's by, listen, remember when I started hosting the show, like a female-led radio show, it was a big deal. It was a big deal. So a female-led anything is not a big deal anymore. We've been doing that for 20 years. So that does not impress me. But listen, she's 26. She's very real. She's very honest. She's very, you know, I love the way she phrases things. I like the fact that she.
A week.
I know.
1 hour show, you're going to get $60 million.
Right, because the show probably makes twice that.
We died in that car accident.
We died in that car accident, yeah.
Because before the car accident, the world was fine. We were good. Things made sense. Now nothing makes sense.
Lion King Kitty said she's doing more than blowjobs for $60 million.
The sky is green. It's not really blue anymore. I don't understand any of this.
Well, hang on a minute. If she's getting 60 mil, I'll take 1 mil, 2 mil, one for you, one
I'll
for me.
I'll take $30. We haven't even reached $30 in a freaking year. We have done 1,200 shows. Hmm.
Yeah. No, it has to do with listeners, babe. You know that. I mean, it has to do with how many.
We outrank her in some countries. Most of the countries, we outrank her.
Right. But Spotify doesn't care about that. They care about how we do on their platform. I know.
I was fine until I listened to it. And I went, if it's crazy good, I'm going to give her props.
I'm on board. Yeah.
I'm on board. I'm right behind it. I'll be the first one to say, this is a great show. This is like every other podcast out there. There's nothing special about this. She's hot as hell. You can't see her.
Right.
Because it's audio. I mean.
I was hoping she was going to be like a female Howard Stern, where she does like a great interview. She gets people to open up about stuff. And
we do that.
I know. But I'm just saying, when I heard 60 million, I thought, wow, she must be really good at this. It's not about that. It's about popularity. It's about look at Instagram. There's people on Instagram that have 1 million followers. They're influencers. Are they any better than another influencer? No, they just happen to have 1 million followers and another influencer has 13,000 followers. There's no rhyme or reason to a lot of that stuff. You know that.
You and I aren't an influencer. We do radio. This is what we do.
That is the fucking future of our industry. And you're going to have to just suck it up.
I spent my 20s working 30 hours a day in radio to break through this medium, to get ratings, to finally get on the air and build an audience. We had to build an audience from nothing, from scrap. We went on 180 stations at night, which gets no freaking ratings in radio, and we had to build an audience from nothing.
Yeah.
We didn't just...
I know Barstool had an audience to begin with. She's a hot chick. It's guys who want to hear a hot chick tell them personal things. Listen, it's a really clever idea. She is giving 20, 30, 40, 50 something guys an insight into what a hot 26-year-old chick is thinking. It's really clever. It's really smart. And it might not be
not
good radio.
$60 million for 1 hour a week.
It's the 1 hour a week, I think, that bothers you the most. The fact that she's only working 1 hour a week for that kind of money.
Yes. And she doesn't even have her own equipment. She rents a place.
She can afford her own equipment now. So that's good. She can now get her own stuff.
For 1 hour a week, she can go somewhere and do it. Yeah. You know, you don't have to build it for 1 hour a week. You can do it on your damn phone at that point. Now look at all the money we've spent.
You know what the crazy thing about it really is? I can't say who, but there are people that I know very well in New York radio, some well-known New York radio personalities who have been in radio for a long time, who over the past couple of years have taken pay cut after pay cut after pay cut just to keep their job. So those people who get up every morning at 3 a.m. to be on the air by 5:30 a.m.
for six people.
They had to take pay cuts in the number one market at stations that are making millions of dollars, and they have taken pay cuts. And they have to hear about this girl making $60 million working 1 hour a week.
Right. Yeah, I used to feel bad telling people we work 4 hours a day.
I know.
That's a lifetime compared to this chick.
I know, my friends would be like, oh, you must be exhausted. You work a whole 4 hours a day.
We made fun of ourselves for working 4 hours a day. We know that.
Yeah.
Because we have talent and you don't. That's why we can get away with working 4 hours a day. But this is an hour a week. And she hasn't done a show in a month. She took a vacation.
Well, of course, she got $60 million. The first thing I would do is go to Hawaii.
Me insane. You know what I was doing at 26? I was working my ass off. I was doing four shifts a day on the air. It was way too much me. I made this much money. None.
Yeah. Lion King Kitty says she's got something on a Spotify exec.
No, I mean, they took a chance on a show they think is the future. I don't know where Spotify...
No, they didn't take a chance. She has the ratings. Enough people are listening to her. I don't, see, you don't follow this kind of stuff like I do. They've been talking about her and this show in Page Six and on and in the Post and, you know, other places,
this
whatever.
Show too. Us too.
No, no, but listen, they talk about our interviews that we do or something significant somebody said on our show. They've been talking about her and her show and her co-host. There's always something on TMZ about her. There's always something on Page Six about her. See what I'm saying? So she has made herself into a celebrity. She's made herself into something, somebody that people are interested in what she has to say. How she says it is very unique, I think. And she was able to, Spotify didn't just randomly pick her and go, I guess we'll give you $60 million. She came to Spotify with millions of listeners, millions of downloads. They know they're going to make their money back in no time at all.